Please be seated. This is the night when you brought our fathers, the children of Israel, out of bondage in Egypt and led them through the Red Sea on dry land. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. Those are words we heard in that ancient, that very beautiful chant sung by the deacon, the Exalted. The Exalted reminding us that tonight is the Passover of the Lord, the night that Jesus passes from death in the tomb into life, from death to resurrection life. For God's love cannot be long held in death's grip. Tonight culminates that journey we have been on all week, beginning last Sunday with shouts of Hosanna that quickly become calls to crucify Jesus. The journey that took us to the upper room on Thursday night, where we shared a meal as Jesus and his disciples did. That meal in which Jesus takes ordinary bread that becomes his body, ordinary wine that becomes his blood, where Jesus takes water and washes the feet of his friends, that symbol of his servant love. The journey that took us yesterday to the foot of the cross in all its horror and shock, gazing upon the worst that humanity can do, seeing the depth of God's love for us. Jesus loving us even while we use violence, even while we are consumed with hatred. God loving us so much as to suffer and die for us. And this night we gathered in hope, at the end of this long week's journey, confident that the story did not end with the silence and death of the tomb, that in the end, love will not be defeated. We gathered believing that though Jesus had taken the worst that humanity can do, had taken our hatred, our quest for power, violence, taking them all unto himself, we gathered in the hope that on the cross Jesus killed them there once and for all. That through his death we are set free from whatever alienates us, whatever enslaves us. Through the power of his resurrection we are set free even from the power of death. And we are set free to live in resurrection life even now, here, in this life. This night, through the waters of baptism, we die to the old life and rise to the new. We die to Satan and the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. We renounce the evil powers of this world that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. We renounce all sinful desires that draw us from the love of God. And it is through those waters of baptism that this night we welcomed Kate, newly baptized into the resurrection life of Jesus, the newest member of the household of God, incorporated along with all the rest of us into the body of Christ in this community. Thanks be to God that all of us are raised to new life in Jesus through his resurrection, that we turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior, that we put our whole trust in his grace and love, and that we promise to always follow and obey him as our Lord. The resurrection of Jesus, which we share through the waters of baptism, sets us free from life of fear and anxiety. Jesus sets us free from the violent ways of this world, free to love as he loves, to love when it is easy, when love is returned, and most especially to love when it is hard, when love is not reciprocated. Even the hard work of loving our enemies, loving those who wish us ill. In tonight's Gospel, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come to the tomb at dawn, the first day of the week, and they expect what they last saw, that everything will be as it had been, the tomb sealed, the stone in place. But instead, that stone is rolled away, and the angel says, "Don't be afraid. Jesus has been raised," shows them the tomb. Jesus even appears to them, greeting them, and they worship him. And he tells them to go tell the others. He will be going on to Galilee. And he says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We have nothing to fear. This night, our deepest longing, our sadness, even despair and suffering, are put to flight, are answered by God's love. With dazzling light kindled in the darkness of death and the tomb, light that strips away our fear and our disbelief. Life that overcomes our terror. Light that overcomes even the power of sin and death." It can be easy to forget that and look for the living among the dead, to accept the ways of this world as reality, just how things are, or to comfort ourselves with things that are right here, right now, visible, accessible. But we are called this night to step inside that tomb and see it is empty. There is no life in there. There is no reason for us to remain in the tomb. Jesus has come bringing new life this night, calling us out of the tomb, out of the grip of death, into the blaze of his resurrection light. Jesus comes to set us free from the ways of death, from the empty promises of this world. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus defeats the power of sin and death and sets us free. Sets us free to choose to live by love. Sets us free to walk in resurrection light. Sets us free to follow Jesus walking his way of love. And so this night, as Jesus passes from death to life, he takes us with him. He grabs us by the wrists and pulls us above the death of this world, lifting us into the divine light of the Holy Trinity, pulling us from the hold of the tomb into eternal life. Let us give thanks to God for the victory this night won for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And may we always walk in the new life of the risen Christ. I want to close with words of John Chrysostom, one of the greatest preachers of the church, who died in the year 407. And he has a very well-known Easter sermon, which he closes this way, and I quote, "Death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and demons have fallen. Christ is risen and angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life rules. Christ Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the tomb. For Christ, having risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those that slept. To him be the glory and the dominion forever. Amen.